Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 43. 27 tonight, overcast skies. Highs level off around 39. Tomorrow, overcast. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year. As we go through the end part of the holiday season and move further into the winter season, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in partnership with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, are warning individuals to be aware of the, quote, super flu cases that are rising across the nation and here in Kansas. KSNT News reports that flu cases have been on the rise this year, especially during the holiday season and the fluctuation of weather that we've been seeing across the state, with a new variant of the influenza virus that many are calling the, quote, super flu. It is part of the influenza A H3N2 that, according to health officials in Kansas, say are more severe and takes longer to recover from. Doctor's offices are warning individuals to be aware of signs that include high fever, severe body ache, extreme fatigue, persistent cough, sore throat, and intense headaches. Those who have been infected from the bug also notice a shortness of breath, chest pain, and prolonged weakness. Local health officials are encouraging individuals to still get their flu shots for the season.
This December, Rusty Egg Ford is turning the savings all the way up. Shop our huge inventory of over 700 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Lease a 2025 Mustang EcoBoost Mach-E Select, Escape Active, or Bronco Sport Big Ben for just $399 a month with zero down. That's right, $399 a month, zero down. Or go big with 0% financing up to 66 months, zero down payment, and no payments for 90 days on select 2025 Escape, Mach-E, Explorer, F-150, Lightning, Super Duty, RCSC, and Transit van models. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Rusty Egg Ford or shop anytime at RustyEggFord.com. Ford FlexBuy with approved credit. See dealer for details.
With the announcement last week about Arrowhead Stadium moving to the Kansas side of the aisle, Kansas Department of Commerce says that the annual economic impact because of the Kansas City Chiefs moving over state lines could be impacting the state's revenue of near $1 billion, is according to Kansas Lieutenant Governor David Toland with the Department of Commerce. He has released a statement over the weekend saying, quote, "This is, we think, the great Christmas gift for the Kansas City region because it will provide the new facility that can benefit the economy of all of Kansas City, both sides of the state line." According to Superfans, however, they say they are excited about the move. There is one concern, and that is with having a dome, of having a successful tailgating experience.
They're worried about the tailgate experience that we've had for the last 50-some years there, you know, at Arrowhead in Missouri. Is one of the biggest things. Because, you know, you go to the other stadiums, they don't have the same the tailgate experience itself that we do up there in Kansas City and the Missouri side.
They say overall 20,000 new jobs will be created, with the Chiefs paying near $7 million in annual rent and contribution to the local community.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year. Well, with the new year also means that a new law has taken effect in the state of Nebraska, including minimum wage jumping up to $15 an hour for the state of Nebraska. As according to state law, since 2023, Nebraska has increased steadily their state minimum wage by $1.50 each year, with it set to hit $15 an hour this year after voters had approved the amount in 2022. The problem is that many small businesses say they're not looking forward to the jump, and it could mean them even closing their doors this next year.
We're not ready for that because so many things has changed in the past year. Due to the economy, people is spending less. It used to be like they celebrate more, which we depend here for cakes, you know, order. So now we see in the people who order a large, now they order a smaller amount.
Many small businesses across the state say they do expect to raise their prices for their goods going into the new year with the wage increase.
For over 70 years, Rusty Egg Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at rustyeckford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Transportation has improved enhancements to its CanDrive road and weather website and mobile app for current highway and weather conditions available 24/7. The new features include the ability to report incidents, high wind, weather, and slow-moving vehicle alerts, and expanded work zone updates and detour information. The CanDrive website provides real-time travel information such as road conditions, closures, construction updates, camera video feeds, and detour information. Know before you go by visiting the CanDrive website at candrive.org or download the app for mobile devices. An EMT class will begin in Washington in January. If interested, contact Carolyn Scoville of the City of Washington, 785-325-2284. There is an education grant through Rural Ambulance Services that can assist toward cost of a class if the student agrees to work for that service for a year. As well, an anonymous donor has agreed to cover additional student costs toward training if they agree to work for any ambulance service in Washington County. Limited seats remain for the class beginning in January for EMTs. Contact Carolyn Scoville of City of Washington, 785-325-2284. Kansas Rural Center will host a Farm Beginnings class beginning January 15th to assist young farmers and ranchers. Eight classes will include in-person and online sessions Thursday evening, meeting from 6 until 8 p.m. Students do not need to own or lease land, but some farming or production experience or background is helpful. Additional information available online at kansasruralcenter.org/farmbeginnings. $300 registration is fully refundable upon completion of at least six of the eight classes and assignments. Again, more information online at kansasruralcenter.org/farmbeginnings. One Marysville annual celebration is Saturday, January 10th at Venue 36. Cocktail hour at 6 with dinner at 7. Live music by Josh Hoyer of The Voice. Annual awards presentation at 7:45 will include the Legacy Award to Dan and Rhonda Wassenberg, who own and operate Pepsi-Cola and Marcan Sales. Tickets are $25 or $200 for a table of eight and available through One Marysville by January 5th. Members will vote on Black Squirrel of the Year with finalists Ali Argo, Steve Bloomer, Hannah Malott, Max Searcy, Cleve Wallstrom, and Candace Wright. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays at our website, KeyNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Services for Michael G. Schmitz, age 65, of Marysville, who passed away December 9th, will be Friday, January 2nd, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Michael Schmitz. A celebration of life service for Michael K. Mike Kramer, age 66, of Greenleaf, who passed away December 15th, is planned Saturday, January 3rd, at noon at the Greenleaf American Legion, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Mike Kramer. Sharon L. Seamatter, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service January 10th at 10:30 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary January 9th at 7 p.m. at the church, with a visitation January 9th from 1 to 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Seamatter. Delbert F. Grafe, age 92, of Hollenburg, passed away Monday, Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family Greet Friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Delbert Grave. Darlene L. Mullenbrink, age 90, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 from Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Mullenbrink.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s, and staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy skies into Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies over Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and still warmer throughout next Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny as we head into next Wednesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s and clear Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday. Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
I'm Alex Savario. Happy New Year. And on New Year's Eve, the first of four college football playoff quarterfinals as 10th seed Miami took on 2 seed Ohio State. Buckeyes looking to win another Cotton Bowl en route to potentially winning another national title. Buckeyes held scoreless in the first half, pulled to within 3, but late in the fourth quarter, the Hurricanes went to the ground late to put the game on ice.
1:03 to go. Miami by 3. Second and goal at the Ohio State 5. Snap, handoff, Brown, and he's into the end zone. That is a game sealer for the Hurricanes. Nail in the coffin for the Miami Hurricanes.
My Cousins on ESPN Radio as the Hurricanes upset the Buckeyes 24-14, first double-digit seed to move on to the semifinals since they expanded to 12 teams. They'll move on to the Fiesta Bowl to face the winner between Georgia and Ole Miss. Carson Beck, 138 yards and a touchdown, gave his thoughts on the win on ESPN.
That final play, the 3rd and 4, that really sealed the deal. What was going through your mind before that snap?
Shoot, I was blacked out. Man, I was blacked out. I was out there just... Shoot, I don't know. I was just blacked out, just playing the game I love.
The 3 remaining quarterfinal games are all on New Year's Day. Texas Tech versus Oregon in the Orange Bowl. Top-ranked Indiana versus 9th-ranked Alabama in the Rose Bowl game. And Ole Miss and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl to determine the 3 remaining teams in the college football's Final 4. Also on the college football gridiron, Texas wins its 10th game to knock off Michigan 41-27 in the Citrus Bowl. Arch Manning, 221 yards passing, 155 yards rushing, and 4 total touchdowns in the win for Texas. Number 23, Iowa upset number 14, Vanderbilt in the ReliaQuest Bowl. It was number 15, Utah beating Nebraska 44-22 in the Las Vegas Bowl, and Duke winning the Sun Bowl. San Antonio Spurs got a scare seeing Victor Wembanyama exit in the fourth quarter after scoring 31 points in the Spurs' 134-132 comeback win over the Knicks.
taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
High school basketball scores in girls action Wednesday. Washington County fell to Fairbury 51-35. Valley Heights took Superior 52-25. Frankfort girls lost to Rock Hills 42-30. And Lynn fell to Thayer Central 62-51. In boys play, Washington County lost to Fairbury 54-34. Valley Heights drops the decision to Superior 58-33. Frankfort boys took Rock Hills 50-27. And the Lynn boys pick up a win over Thayer Central 47-46.
Markets extended their losing streaks for the fourth straight day, closing out 2025 on a down note. The Dow lost 303 points, the S&P gave up 50, the NASDAQ dropped 177. Trading volume was thin for the day. Despite the recent pullback, the indexes end the year with some strong gains. The S&P 500, which set 39 record highs in 2025, is up about 17% for the year, its third straight double-digit annual gain. The NASDAQ is up 21%, and the Dow has gained 13% for the year. Most gains were rooted in optimism over the future of artificial intelligence, but it was also a turbulent year as investors reacted to President Trump's tariffs. Investors also spent the year closely watching if and when the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates. Those cuts helped bring mortgage rates down to their lowest level all year. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year was down to 6.15% last week. Many economists expect rates next year to average around current levels with the hopes that some home prices become more affordable. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Happy New Year. Markets will not be opening up here today for the New Year's Day holiday. So instead, we will have to wait until tomorrow for the markets to open back up. However, we can take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day on the last day of 2025 to see how they all finished up. In the grains market, after they kicked off the day, mixed across the board, those green numbers quickly vanished early on in the trade day and went back into the red, and they finished up mostly lower across the board. For the seeds market, it was a similar story, but those red numbers were a little bit deep into the red as they too finished all in the red. And for the livestock, the cattle with a great day yesterday as they finished up all in the green, but the hogs did finish mostly in the red. In the corn market, March corn down a quarter cent at 440 and a quarter. May also down a quarter cent at 448 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March down 7 and a quarter at 514 and three quarters. May down 7 cents at 528 even. In the oats market, March oats down 2 and a quarter at 302 and a half. May down 2 and a half at 310 even. In the bean market, January beans down 15 and 3 quarters at 1030 and a half. March down 14 and 3 quarters at 1047 and a half. Soybean meal for January down 220 at 294.50. March down 290 at 299.40. Soybean oil for January down 86 cents at 48.07. March down 88 cents at 48.56. In the canola market, January canola down 520 at 589.40. March down 640 at 602.40. In the cotton market, March cotton down a nickel at 64.27, May down 4 cents at 65.60. And in the energies, crude oil for February down 52 cents at 57.43, March down 50 cents at 57.24. Unleaded gas for January down a penny down to $1.70, February also down a penny at $1.71. Heating oil for January down 3 cents at 2.12, and natural gas for February down a quarter at 3.71. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on.
and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then, find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Example, stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months, plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade Assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in, 2018 or newer, under 100,000 miles. Warranties are limited powertrain.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas 4-H puts on many different events to help the youth grow and have new experiences. The Citizenship in Action event is one of those events that focuses on youth learning more about what happens in the Capitol. Kansas 4-H program coordinator Donna Ratliff previews what takes place.
So Citizenship in Action is one of our top leadership and citizenship events that we put on for our, it's usually upper middle school and high school aged youth. And so Citizenship in Action is where we have youth come into Topeka for just a day and a half or about 2 days there. It's February 15th and 16th, and they will come together. We have them deliberate on a bill. And then they have time that night to dine with their legislators if they've asked them to come. And then we actually are one of very few, if any, other groups that are allowed to have the floor at the Kansas Capitol. And each, the House and the Senate floors are open for us to go in. We have people who are assigned to be the Speaker of the House, Leader of the Senate. And so they go in and all the youth have time and an option to go through and actually deliberate a bill. They get to stand on the floor, ask questions, pose ideas. And then at the end of that night, they vote on that bill. And the next morning, we let them know if that bill would have passed or if they have defeated a bill. And so they have that whole experience to show them the whole side of it.
She discusses how people can get registered.
So our registration is just open now, and we have that link on our Kansas 4-H website. If you look under educational activities, find Citizenship in Action, and you can find the link right there. You can also contact your local extension unit. They will have the link so they can get you there if you can't find it.
Ratliff notes the cost of attending CIA.
So it is $225 per attendee. This gets them sleeping room. This gets them their meals. So it does cover a lot of things, but we also have, we need lots of space for our meetings and things like that.
That was Kansas 4-H program coordinator Donna Ratliff with what Kansas 4-H can learn if they choose to attend Citizenship in Action. Learn more and get registered at www.kansas4-h.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock. Closed for New Year's. They will resume their Thursday cattle sales next week. Call ahead for early consignment listings or details, or contact any of their field men. Again, no sale this week. Wishing everyone a happy and prosperous New Year. Thanking you for your past patronage for Marysville Livestock.
Did you know that New Year's Day once arrived in March? Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 1st, the first day of 2026. Patriot Paul Revere and author J.D. Salinger were both New Year's babies. Beginning in 1752, Britain and its colonies officially adopted January 1st as the start of the new year. Much of Europe had been celebrating that date since the 1500s, but the British held fast to March 25th. That meant that the day after March 24th, 1750, was March 25th, 1751. Confusing, right? Well, starting the year with spring isn't the worst idea, but once Britain switched calendars, the resulting tangle of dates left people unsure. Not just what day it was, but what year they had woken up to. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper Tires at a time.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Looking for a driving career where every day makes an impact and supports local agriculture? Join Central Valley Ag as a feed delivery driver in Clifton, Kansas. Upgrade your CDL with on-the-job training if needed and gain valuable experience in agriculture and customer service while working for a company that values integrity, safety, and growth. Enjoy benefits like medical, dental, 401k match, pension, and paid time and holidays off. Whether experienced or new, grow your career with Central Valley Ag. Apply at cvacoop.com/careers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the move of the Kansas City Chiefs over to the Kansas side of the line, it's now up for a decision to be made by the Kansas City Royals and the baseball team on whether they will be staying in Missouri or also moving to the Kansas side of the line. However, according to the team, they say one thing is certain so far, that they will not be playing at Kauffman Stadium once their lease does expire in January of 2031. According to John Sherman with the Kansas City Royals, they say that they've had a long preference to build a downtown ballpark, but those plans have been bogged down at nearly every turn by the politics and community within the Missouri side of the line. The issue came last year after voters in Jackson County, Missouri, ended up defeating an extension of their existing sales tax that pays for the upkeep of Kauffman Stadium that would have helped to further build a new ballpark. In a statement from the Missouri Governor Mike Cohey, he says, quote, "The Royals are a great legacy team that we would love to keep in Missouri. We will do everything we can to continue those conversations." Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly breaks down the timeline as construction and design begins on the new Kansas City Chiefs Stadium that's moving over to the Kansas side of the line. As she says, there's been cooperation with all teams involved on the investments that are coming to the state.
As we move into, you know, the development construction phase, I think it will become very concrete and very real. We all acted as a team. I think that certainty and stability of that communication with one entity was a major factor. It's not going to cost Kansas taxpayers one new cent. They're not going to be paying more sales tax, in 2031.
The state of Kansas does plan to finance 60% of the new Chiefs Stadium that is labeled to be at near $3 billion, but will be paid back through sales tax revenue from the multi-county bond district. The Chiefs also agreed to build their headquarters and training facilities in Olathe, Kansas, with an additional $1 billion to build entertainment districts on both sides of the state line.
A marathon Wednesday closed down as the new winter showcase wraps up from Washington County on a Wednesday. Valley Heights and Superior kicked us off with the Valley Heights girls dominating the Superior girls 52-25 in that contest. 1,000-point scorer Ava Smith led the way 16 points in that contest. Mustangs jumped out to a 27-4 lead and never looked back in a route to the 52-25 victory. In the boys' contest, it was all Superior as the young Valley Heights Mustangs team put out five freshmen that showed good fight, but they fell 58-33. Mustangs were down 41-19 at half, as Ben Miller led the way for Valley Heights with 13 points in a losing effort. Colton Butler led the way for Superior boys with 19 points as Superior knocks off Valley Heights 58-33. In our second set of games between Washington County and Fairbury, it was all Fairbury girls in the first matchup, winning 51-35. Evelyn Timmons, the 6'1 junior, led the way for Fairbury with 20 points, 18 of those in the first three quarters. Maggie Luchmeyer pitched in 16 points for the Washington County girls, but it was too much as Washington County trailed by 20 at halftime en route to the 51-35 loss to Fairbury. In our final game of the day, it was nip and tuck all the way as Washington County and Fairbury boys were knotted up at 19 at the half. It is Fairbury that pulled away with a 22-6 third quarter en route to a 54-34 victory over Washington County. Brody Prelritz, Brett Witz led the way with 21 points for Fairbury, and it was Eli Chandler with 11 points for Washington, again, as Fairbury boys beat Washington County boys 54-34. So again on the day, Valley Heights girls with the Lone Twin Valley League team victorious over Superior, while Valley Heights boys fall to Superior, and both Washington County girls and boys teams fall to Fairbury. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky.
High school basketball scores in girls action Wednesday. Washington County fell to Fairbury 51-35. Valley Heights took Superior 52-25. Frankfort girls lost to Rock Hills 42-30. And Lynn fell to Thayer Central 62-51. In boys play, Washington County lost to Fairbury 54-34. Valley Heights drops the decision to Superior 58-33. Frankfort boys took Rock Hills 50-27, and the Lynn boys pick up a win over Thayer Central 47-46. KNDY tips off 2026 with Hanover at Frankfort, our Friday feature game live, on air, online, and on our free mobile app.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with daytime highs approaching 43. 27 tonight, overcast skies. Highs level off around 39. Tomorrow, overcast. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Provider visits, registered dietitians, mental health support, and an engaged community of people just like you.
I've been with Fridays for a year now, and I'm down 38 pounds. If you are on a weight loss journey and looking to start taking GLP-1, I highly recommend doing it through Fridays.
Ready for your next chapter? Join Fridays today, starting at just $150.